When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Monte Hill, the pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
Golden State will go to 14-12, and they're 2-9 in their last 11 games, and they've got to get it figured out as Pajemski goes in and scores at the buzzer to make it academic. 144-93, a 51-point defeat at the hands of the Memphis Grizzlies.
All right, to hell with the final score last night. That's an anomaly. Laughing Bull Brewing. Awards live. Laughing Brewing in Sunnyvale. The Doobie Awards, the third annual, as the Warriors get blown out by 51. Joe Shasky, the Butcher.
Wow.
Monte Hill, 95.7 The Game. The whole place is in the building. Make some noise.
Let's go.
Turner Pie. We got front office and Vic. We got San Jose Jazz fan.
Yes.
We got Nick in San Jose.
I can't believe it.
Ron stuck his ass in the back.
Yes,
He's here from Oakland.
Rich is here from Livermore. We got the whole Bay Area representing. You know, Bonte, I was driving in this morning. And, you know, I'm the emotional one when it comes to the crew. And I mean this sincerely. I mean this. A tear started coming down my eyes because I was thinking how lucky we are to be able to do this. You know, I want to kill you, but I love you. You're like a brother to me. I want to kill Sam. I want to kill the boss. Thank you for the audience.
There's a lot of killing going on.
There's a lot of killing. I'm probably going to go to jail. Without our audience, we don't have a station.
No doubt.
We don't have a show. And, like, before we even begin talking sports and having fun and recapping the year, I just want to say, from my family here at the radio station, my own family, we love you guys. Like the whole Bay Area, to those that I'm
sometimes
looking at, to those
sometimes
that I'm looking at, and to those that can hear me right now, without you guys, we don't have a station. And that's what separates us from everything that's out there.
Absolutely.
And thank you guys.
Absolutely. Well
I love
said,
you guys.
Chastity. Well said, as we get the emotional out of the way. Let's have some fun, man. Let's have some fun. And first, let's talk about the Warriors. As shout out to those watching on YouTube. Guess what? For one day only, the YouTube chat is activated.
Let's go!
So, you can go ahead.
Let's go!
And go ahead and rip
free the shackles.
Free the chat. We finally freed the chat for one day. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal Financing. Got the deal. Look, we're gonna have the Doobie Awards. We're gonna start giving out awards at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
8 o'clock. We're gonna start giving out awards, and we have the trophies right here.
I also have a little something special because Gene in Oakland is in the building.
Oh yeah, we do.
And I want to start this show by setting the tone.
We're gonna set the tone. You don't want to set it with the Warriors,
Gene. You won Roaster of the Year last year, and you showed him.
Yeah.
Stand up, Gene.
Come on over here.
Let's go.
At the tie. It says R O Y.
Yes.
He's not Rookie of the Year. He's Roaster of the Year.
And
he has it on the tie.
And you know I love golf. And in the Masters, they give out a green jacket, and they hand the green jacket to the champion.
I've got a jersey for Uncle Gene,
Roaster of the Year.
Hello, friends.
2023.
Hello,
come
friends.
Come on out here, baby.
Get that jersey,
Let's
Gene.
Go. And, Let's go.
And we have plenty of nominations for Roaster of the Year. Plenty of nominations. Now, we got the Call of the Year, Freestyle of the Year, Guest Moment, Mispronunciation, all that stuff. And Roaster of the Year.
Get over here.
It's going to be something fascinating here. We got a great list there. Tony in Oakland.
Let's put this on.
Uncle Gene, put that on right there.
Let's put this
there it
on
is,
him.
Uncle Gene, putting on the
and
Roaster of the Year.
2023 champion. champion, Roaster of the Year. We'll be giving something special out.
Uncle Gene, look at
in
this.
Oakland from
look at
last
that.
Year.
Uncle Gene, look at that.
Round of applause. Look at that. Our favorite. I love this man. I love this man.
All right. Let's talk some sports real quick, because I need somebody to set the tone when it comes to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, my God.
At the half, the Grizzlies bench outscored the Warriors 43-38. That was at the half. So I'm not sure if they're a 50-win team. I'm not sure if they're a 55-win team. But I need Nick from San Jose to step right up to this microphone. Nick in San Jose, live in the building. That's right.
Go.
He's the reigning rookie roaster of the year. The reigning rookie roaster of the year. He's up for the call of the year. So you know what? Let's just go to Nick right here, live in the flesh. Get on that microphone. Nick in San Jose.
Bellarmine
you're
Bells.
On the roast.
Let's go.
Boys, we are soft. We're a 44-46 win team. Unless we get a valid shoe. Or someone there. The body language. It's driving me crazy.
I totally agree.
Is Curry, Draymond, are we about to enter the next chapter of Warriors basketball?
You know, I think Curry, the way he works out so well and keeps care of his body and so darn competitive, we still got 2 years of him.
Yeah.
But, you know, Draymond last night, I sometimes get a feeling like he gets fouls and then he just wants to get out of the game. And I felt that last night. Shasky, you feel me, bro?
Absolutely. He had 4 turnovers and 4 fouls in the first half. And he felt lifeless. It's like, what? And I know he wants to walk the edge. You can't just lay down. I feel like he laid down. And GP2 is unplayable. GP2.
Well, too many specialists.
I mean, what are we
right
doing?
Now.
He's unplayable.
Wide open threes, and he's playing hot potato. Draymond Green is Zach Edey, the game within the game. Zach Edey got the best of him, and then Dennis Schroeder's debut.
I mean,
not what we want to remember, right, Nick?
I think Schroeder will be fine, and we can flip him. There's no limits to that. But, you know, Bonte, you're right. There has to be some blame. In my opinion, on Kerr, we're 2-10 in the last 10 games. We should have won at least 5 of those games. And Bonte, if we ran some set plays in the last
totally
few minutes
agree.
And just got one bucket, it drives me crazy. But you know what? I'm happy because I'm here with all of you.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
I love it. Let's go.
He's fired up. We're fired up here at the Doobie Awards. So as he brings up Draymond Green, the game within the game, we know he has some history with Zach Edey. Last year, he was tweeting about Zach Edey during the national championship game. We know about the ankle lock November 15th, where he got upgraded to a flavor. Taylor
lock.
Jenkins.
What
Taylor
is he, Jenkins Ken Shamrock?
Yeah, I guess
I mean,
so.
Come on.
And you love him in the WWE tag team with Dre Greenlaw. You brought
that
up.
I did.
And then Taylor Jenkins talk about breaking the code. Well, the code was broken last night because the Grizzlies rolled him. Ja Morant was doing his thing. Jaren Jackson Jr. blocking everything.
He's amazing.
And right now, I want to say the panic meter will come out if they get blown out tomorrow in Minnesota. Situation critical for the Golden State Warriors. I'm officially worried. I'm like Joe Shasky. It's a role reversal.
Well, everybody wants to. And look, I'm here for the rest of the roster isn't that great. And I'll listen to that. But can we also acknowledge, I hate saying this, we're seeing the final 16th, 17th, 18th hole of Steph Curry's career. And I hate to say that. I don't want to be the one that says, oh, he's putting on 18 and it's over. I don't think we're there yet. But did he tee off on 16? I mean, is he walking down the 17th fairway? Like, guys, that's kind of where we're at. And it sucks saying that out loud. And there are nights where he can still be vintage Steph Curry. He just can't do it the way he used to for as long of the stretches as he used to.
No.
And I just feel like the infrastructure around him, it isn't great. It's not the worst supporting cast in the world. I just, they're between a rock and a hard place.
It needs some tinkering, right? When Steph Curry's averaging 22, 23 game, you need Wiggins in his 17, 18, and you're getting that. But who's that third scorer? Who's the third scorer on this roster right now?
I thought it was JK.
Well, it's too inconsistent. He's coming off the bench now. He can't find a rhythm. Buddy Hield. They haven't won a game yet when Buddy Hield doesn't score 18 points. Maybe that's a barometer for this team. But Buddy Hield is who we thought he was coming into the season. He's going to have great nights. He's going to have off nights. Draymond Green. The 3 is rolling, but last night he was MIA. Looney. The 2 big lineup. Doesn't quite work in today's NBA. The league has evolved there.
Yeah.
So with Stephen Curry and the bilateral tendonitis in both knees, we got problems here. And so how do you fix this roster around him? I think Dunleavy is not done making moves because you mentioned GP2. When you look at GP2 on the three-point line, and I love GP2, Gary Payton II.
He's unplayable.
But he's open for a reason on the three-point line. Brendan Podzimski's open for a reason on the three-point line. Pods is shooting 25% from three. GP2 is shooting less than 15% from three. So when you don't have that spacing,
yeah,
and you got guys wide open on the perimeter who are not taking wide open shots, that kills the rhythm and flow of a of a half-court basketball set. So the Warriors have issues here. And in a way, I'm not saying they missed this guy, but they missed the gravitational pull that Klay Thompson brought due to his three-point shooting.
I would agree.
And so,
but that's where Buddy Hield, to me, has to step up, and he cannot
be.
But
he ain't no Klay.
Well, that's the problem. He's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. When he's on fire, he's big and strong, and then when there's a little bit of heat, the guy melts, and he vanishes and disappears. I don't understand what is going on with Buddy Hield. He started off the season so hot, and he has been non-existent since.
Sacramento Kings fans are laughing at us, even though they lost to the LA Lakers.
I don't want
to
hear about the Kings.
But they kind of warned us, and this is who Buddy is. This is who Buddy is. He's going to be inconsistent. It's a reason why he's on his 15. It's a reason why Dennis Schroeder is on his 18, right? There's reasons for this. So right now, the Warriors at 14-12. They're now in the box now. They're in the juice box. And you know what the juice box is. It's the play-in tournament. So after being in the top of the Western Conference, they are fading. And by the way, shout out to Memphis, because we've laughed at them. We've mocked them. We talked about them breaking the code with Taylor Jenkins and John Morant. They're now 19-9. They won 56 games and 51 games. We all forget that until last season when Ja was suspended. It got injured. Yeah. Now they've reinvented themselves. Dibs McBain. Yeah, Ja's here. Ja's making highlight plays after highlight plays. And you talk about the game within the game going against Dennis Schroeder after they were jaw-jacking a couple weeks ago when Schroeder was still with the Brooklyn Nets. Memphis is a problem. They've won 8 straight home games. They're 19-9, second in the West. And so these younger athletic teams, where you see this guy, Jalen Wells. Jalen Wells went to Sonoma State, for crying out loud.
I had never heard of him.
Never heard of him. And he's picking up Stephen Curry, 94 feet, and the Warriors cannot make them pay. So now the book is out. What do you think Minnesota's going to do Saturday night?
Yeah.
Jaden McDaniels full court on Stephen Curry, so who's going to make a play outside of Steph?
I mean, right now, Dennis Schroeder had how many days to get ready for this game? And
3 days.
Look, it's his first appearance. I'm not going to lose my mind over it, but I think combined, he was the only one in the backcourt as a starter who hit a bucket. When has Steph gone his entire career and not hit a field goal?
Well, that was the first time in his career in which he's played at least 15 minutes and he didn't make a field goal. First time in his career.
It's my
third time he's played at least 10 minutes and didn't make a field goal.
And we can make excuses all we want, but the reality is he looks tired.
He looks tired.
He looks really tired. He looks sluggish with the knee. I know that Anthony Slater disagrees with me on this. I see an older, more sluggish Steph Curry. That doesn't mean he's not great. I'm not here to say it's over. It's not over. But for him to be the lead dog and to have everything built around him, it's like the sun, right? The whole solar system revolves around the sun, right? All the planets. I don't know if that necessarily can be the case if you want to be a champion.
Right,
and it sounds like I'm being blasphemous.
Yeah, we're going to cheer this crowd up here because we're all doom and gloom right now about to go to see Warriors after they got blasted. But you know what? I see some who's in here. We got some legends in the building.
Yeah.
Nick in Berkeley is in the building. Nick in Berkeley.
Nick in Berkeley.
Get up here, Nick. Nick in Berkeley with the Joe Montana, the throwback. No. Get out here. That's the great thing about radio. You never know what these guys look like.
Clue.
And Nick in Berkeley's out here 5:45 in the morning. Wait. Nick in Berkeley, step on up. You're on the road.
With his jacket on.
Hey, y'all. Man, so many great calls out here. Gene, congratulations.
Let's
brother.
Go.
You rock.
Let's go.
Man, I don't know what Shanahan is doing. I have no idea.
I love it.
He disappears for segments of the game like he's gone in like a black hole somewhere. I'm like, Bosa, you are not it, bro. Be a leader, bro.
I totally agree.
If you're a
agree.
Follower, we don't need you. You know that cat we had out there that didn't want to come in the game? Like, dude, just quit football altogether, 100%. Bro, before you get your ass whooped in the locker room. You know what I mean?
I love Nick in Berkeley. Keep cooking, baby.
We need speed. Like Baldy 100%. Was saying the other day, we need speed, bro. Our team is slow. They're just, it's ridiculous. And I don't know, what the problem is with all these little condensed packages. We never have wideout spread on the field.
No.
Dude, there's 30 yards of field on each side every play.
Nick, I watched an entire breakdown of Deebo Samuel in 2021, and I was like, where did this guy go?
Right.
He was unstoppable in 2021. Unstoppable.
Well, he was unstoppable in the NFC Championship game last year against Detroit.
What happened to Deebo?
Well, the Super Bowl happened, and he's been exposed, and everybody's playing press.
I don't buy that.
I do.
What happened is we're not even putting a fullback in front of him. He's getting lead runs off left tackle when our left tackle's not even there.
I know. Well, that's a whole nother thing.
It's crazy, man.
What about the Warriors, Nick? Because you'd be cooking on the Warriors, too.
Man, the Warriors, we need a Bill Laimbeer type of guy. Why do we? Boston has two centers. Who else has two?
Cleveland.
Denver has two centers.
Yeah.
They got goons. We need a goon. We need a Bill Laimbeer to come in there and knock you to the floor. We need somebody that Draymond can hold back for once.
Vucevic. I want Valanciunas or Vucevic.
I don't even care.
Well, Pirtle.
I'll take Jakob Pirtle.
Whoever. But we need a center, man. We had a center five seasons.
Nick and Berkeley, everybody. Let's give it up for him.
That's
He's
great.
In the building.
I love that, man.
You know, I saw Creep in the back, too.
Huh.
And it might be a brawl here, Laffy Muck Brewing. Hopefully, Sam and the company. First of all, thanks to Laffy Muck Brewing. How incredible is this place right now? Look at the lighting. Look at the screens. Look at the bar behind us. Wait till you see the spread. I already see some people lining up for food. Wait, Tyler Miller walked in here. He didn't say hi to nobody. He walked straight to the food.
He's
the guy who got the YouTube chat disabled. But shout out to Laffy Brewing, Leo, Mondo. The ghost of Trey Lance. But shout out to Sam, Mondo, Leo, you guys over here for having us here at Laughing Muck Brewing. Hopefully this is first of many Doobie Awards.
Absolutely.
The third annual. So it's a who's who crowd here. Turtle Pie's in the building. Okay,
let's go.
I was going to get you this because we asked for the fire chief and the fire marshals, and I think we're really going to need them.
Yeah, I agree.
I really think. I can smell it on front office. I can smell it on Turtle Pie. I see a cloud somewhere around here.
Words of Little Wayne, he's the fireman.
He is the fireman.
Which one?
We got a few firemen in here.
Yeah, we do. I can smell it. I see Antonio in the back ready to dance.
Oh, is Antonio in the building? Antonio, get in here.
Let's go.
Antonio in Oakland, everybody. Antonio in Oakland.
Let's go. Hit that red carpet.
There you go.
Look at him. Always drippy.
Oh, he's always drippy. Get on the microphone here. Antonio in Oakland. You've been hitting the weights?
A little something, Jim. You know what I'm saying? I need to work on some jump shots with Pazinski, though, you know.
Kuminga. Nice pronunciation of the year later tonight.
You know what I'm saying? So, we need to make a trade, though. We need to break up the core, get a vet, get a 1A, 1B guy.
Break up the core.
To help up Steph, you know what I'm saying?
Who are you trading?
Pazinski, of course. Now, Kuminga, if necessary. I mean, we need like a Vucevic, Valanciunas.
Just like
Jerry Rice had T.O. when he got old and the T.O. jersey over there.
I'm so sick.
You know what I'm saying? We need that. So
we
need to make a change. Change has got to happen.
Antonio in Oakland, everybody. What about the Niners? Real quick. Everybody's talking about Brock Purdy. And everybody's freaking out about Shanahan. What's your thoughts? You're the most positive caller we have at the station.
I mean, you know, I think Shanahan got evolved too. Just like Steve Kerr got evolved. I mean, get a big guy.
I'm with you.
Shanahan got to throw more screens, get a deep threat, draft offensive lineman in the first round.
100%.
You know, 100%. On the real, you got to do that.
We need that.
And
we need that.
Antonio
in Oakland, everybody. Give it up to him.
I've been thinking about this whole Miami week. I want them to win against the Dolphins. I don't want to hear about this Mike McDaniels BS, which isn't true. Oh, McDaniels, Shanahan needs McDaniels. No, well, McDaniels needs Shanahan. Who are we kidding?
Well, I mean, Shanahan did lead this team to a Super Bowl last year. They broke all kind of franchise records, right? Four guys with 1,000 scrimmage yards. So I don't think Shanahan misses McDaniel that much. We do need a credible assistant coach. One thing Steve Kerr did do this year is try to bring in Stackhouse and Terry Stotts, a former player and an established NBA head coach. Right now, Shanahan, he's rolling with Nick Sorensen and Schneider.
Yeah,
and he's lost right now. There's no Anthony Lynn. There's
Staley.
No McDaniel. Oh, Brandon Staley. We should have known the end was near with Brandon Staley. Why is he in the building in Santa Clara? You see the Chargers?
I did.
The Chargers last night with Jim Harbaugh? They don't miss Brandon Staley whatsoever.
Are you ready to retcon your Justin Herbert hate or what? Like, what's going on there?
He's
all right. Come on, you can admit. The guy's a ball player.
He's good. He's good. He's good.
I'm happy with Herbert. How about Bo Nix?
Bo Nix ain't bad. As a rookie, he's all right. He's all right, but let's see what it looks like in the playoffs. Let's see what it looks like next season as a sophomore. The scheme seems a little collegey to me. So if you take away some of the rollouts and the boot action, they didn't score in the second half. 3 points in the second half? So the Chargers made the adjustment, and they won that game. And the Chargers look like a threat in the playoffs if they could just get that defense right and keep a wide receiver healthy. Plus, they need J.K. Dobbins.
I mean, I can't believe I'm saying this because the Niners have made me so sad. Talking Warriors makes me sadder than talking Niners.
Wow.
I mean, that's where I'm at. Am I the only one? Talking about the Warriors is almost sad.
What about
the Giants?
I feel
like I'm watching the end of something. Giants might be the fun team to talk about right now. I like
relax. Relax over there.
Hey,
relax
if we get
over
Corbin
there.
Burns,
relax
if we get
over there.
Corbin Burns. Roki Sasaki. Yeah, bring them all down.
Half these, the again, Bonte.
Half these people hung their heads when he's brought up baseball, man. So anyway, Corbin Burns. Will he sign? Will he not sign? Will he sign? When is he going to sign? I do trust in Buster Posey, though, and I trust in the
people
here.
I got to eat some food here. Come on down to Sunnyvale. You got to come down to Laughing Brewery right now and come hang out and get some of the food.
Laughing Monk Brewery. You got Whitley in the Mink Cult. How about Whitley?
She looks incredible.
She looks incredible.
I see a Clay Thompson jersey over there.
Where's the Clay Thompson jersey?
Oh, yeah. Clay Thompson
jersey. You know what?
Throwback Warriors. Let's go.
They miss Clay Thompson's gravity. That's been underrated.
What's up, Nick?
You know.
Sofco. Let's go.
We got Sofco
in
the
building.
Oh, yeah. Look at Sofco. I love that. I love that. So we got more coming up here. 888-957-9570. We got Lubbin in the building with the tuxedo shirt. We got a great crowd here. The breakfast is rolling.
Coffee's I'm going to go get some breakfast.
Oh, there's Aaron. Oh, you talk about the Dolphins. Talk about the Dolphins. Now, Aaron Rivera's in the building.
Oh.
And he's got a plate. He didn't come say hi. He's got a plate that's filled up.
Yeah.
Look how stacked that plate is.
Hey.
All right? He's a confused individual.
Stop running him over, bro.
No, I am running him over because he's a Dodger / Dolphin fan who hates on everything Bay Area. Yeah, he listens to the station. It's like my guy over here. My guy over here, I forget his name. He's a Colts fan, but he's wearing an Eagles Super Bowl jacket with the Miami Hurricane hat.
He's just twisting the knife into you.
I mean, what is the trolling? Why do you want to troll me?
I can't wait to have these awards today. I'm so fired up.
These awards. So the categories today for the Doobie Awards. We have the mispronunciation of the year. We have the call of the year. The freestyle poem of the year. And I see Jacob Castro Valley. He's up for that.
Oh,
he's a nominee.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
he's got
remember,
the mug on. He's ready to go.
You got to remember, Duke in San Francisco, Lakeview. He's the reigning freestyle champ of the year.
Absolutely.
Two times. He's going for a three-peat like the Kansas City Chiefs.
Wow.
He's going for a three-peat. So, Jacob, you got your work cut out for you. We have the guest moment of the year, right? That's T.O., that's Bob Myers, that's, who's that, Bill Romanowski, Anthony Slater, Will Fleming, Frank Gore.
The plates these people have.
Oh, I know.
It's like the glass plate is going to snap in half. The food is so full.
I mean, they're grabbing so many places like they've been living on 6th Street in the city for 5 years. Man, you guys eat before? All right, anyway, we're going to break here. More coming up for the Doobie Awards live from Laughing Monk Brewing. Coming up, brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
What up? This is Turtle Pie Turtle from Frisco. If you're anything like me, you're getting hella roasted every day on the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game. Yee!
And he's in the building, Turtle Pie! Turtle Pie's in the building! Roasters in the building, live from Laughing Monk Brewing. It's the third annual Doobie Awards. That's right, the Doobie Awards will begin at 8 o'clock. We have the red carpet out. We got everybody eating food. The prime rib is popping.
Bonte.
Look at the shrimp, the lobster linguine, the biscuits and gravy. Oh, my Lord.
If you're just waking up right now, just come on down. Just
come on
show
down.
Into work a little late. Take the day off. Come on down. Food's on us. Drink's on us. Come on down. Let's enjoy yourselves. It's Christmas time, baby.
It's Christmas time. No doubt about that. Happy holidays, everybody out there driving safe. Come on down to Sunnyvale. Drive safe. We got a who's who in the building.
Yeah, we do.
We've already heard from Antonio. We've heard from Uncle Gene. Actually, you haven't heard from Uncle Gene yet. We'll get his thoughts on everything in the Bay Area in a second. We had Nick in Berkeley. He's stuffing his face in some food right now. We had Nick in San Jose. Nick in San Jose coming through in a tracksuit. Oh, my Lord.
He looks
like he's trying to run 5 miles right now.
Well, he's a Bellarmine Bell. So,
he's
a
Bellarmine
WCAL.
Hey.
We just do it better.
Hey, the Bellarmine. Well, the Bellarmine Bells have been fading a little bit in the WCAL. Shout out to Bellarmine High School.
What a hater.
But St. Francis has been in your pockets, if you know what I mean. They've been dominating.
Hey, but honestly, this place is incredible. There's parking right in front. Just come on down. Food, great people. Come meet us. Come say hi. Let us say thank you to you.
Absolutely. So we're going to bring some other people up in just a second. But let's go to our Warriors future focus. Look, there's not a whole lot worth focusing on last night.
What about Pachevsky? He tried hard.
Spadoni hit our Warriors focus.
Let's focus on the Dubs' future. Warriors' Future Focus is presented by Peralta Community College District with Laney, Berkeley City, Merritt, and the College of Alameda.
Now, we got a highlight. I don't know if we have any highlights. I don't know if anybody at 95.7 game cut any highlights last night. It was hard to find a highlight. So
you know what the highlight of the game was?
Brandon Pizerski scored 21 points and 6 assists.
Yeah.
How about Pods yesterday?
Yeah.
Is he back?
Yeah.
Is he back?
I mean,
sure, why not?
I'd prefer to do it in a game that wasn't a 50-point blowout, but yeah.
Do you understand the Memphis Grizzlies scored 82 bench points? They hit 27 threes
last
night.
What's the biggest problem on this team right now?
It's a little bit of everything. Point of attack defense, shot selection, non-shot makers. You're getting a little older with the core. Draymond Green and Stephen Curry. They pressed Steph Curry 94 feet. Basically ran a box one against him in a half court. What about the play John Morant where he's stuffing out Stephen Curry and then recovers in time to block Draymond Green at the rim? Was pretty impressive. But we finally found a highlight of Brandon Podziemski.
Oh, here we go. Highlight.
Anderson down. Feeds Jackson Davis. Touch pass over to Podziemski. Right corner three. Knocked it down. And even though if it doesn't matter in the course of this game, yay, that was good for Brandon Podziemski to see the ball go through the net.
That's not fair.
Tim Roy on the call right here at 95.7 the game. 9-13 pods, 21.6 assists. Maybe he can build off this for the future. That was the Warriors' future focus. Just like we love the future of the Dubs, Peralta Community College District encourages you to love your future too.
You know,
go to peralta.edu and apply today.
Bonte, I've been thinking long and hard. I just think the Warriors are stuck between a rock and a hard place. Like, whatever path they choose to go down, it comes with unintended and intended consequences. Okay, you trade all your assets and you go get Jimmy Butler. And then what?
He's a free agent after the season.
Okay, and then you got to
opt out of that plea. He's going to opt out of that contract.
So you're going to age gracefully with, what, Jimmy Butler at 35, 36. Curry, who's already starting to show some declines.
Will be 37 in March.
And Draymond Green.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the move.
Okay.
Let's
play the other side of it, okay? You don't make any moves. You stand pat. I mean, what are they? Maybe a play-in team?
I don't know if they're a 50-win team, dude. I don't know. That unnamed player may have lied to me at media day. He may have lied to me.
Well,
I don't know what they do.
I think things started off so great, you could see the potential of where this could go. I'm not going to lose my mind. I want to see Dennis Schroeder play a month.
Yeah.
Like, I know last night wasn't great. I like the acquisition. I like the player. I think the player is exactly what they need. A facilitator, a ball handler, a guy who can knock down shots. He can get his own shot. He can set up for others. I think the adjustment comes from the head coaching staff. Yeah. Run more pick and roll, for crying out loud, with the second unit.
But you need other shooters around them.
Agreed.
To run that pick and roll.
No
when
doubt.
You have these lineup combinations, at times you see Pods, GP2, Schroeder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
You see Curry, GP2, and other non-shooters on the floor.
I know.
They don't have the right pieces right now, and I think that's why Dunleavy is shopping. Lakoff is shopping to go look at some, but didn't we all see this coming in the month of December? We all discussed the schedule in the month of December.
Yeah.
We highlighted it. But Denver, Houston, Minnesota, Minnesota, Houston, Dallas, Memphis. You got Minnesota Saturday. Then you got the Lakers who are starting to get their act together. The Clippers who you haven't beat yet.
Yeah.
Phoenix and then Cleveland. But we all said you just need to tread water in December, and hopefully you have some life support going into the new year in 2025 in January.
I guess where I come down is, yeah, the schedule's difficult. They should have won at least 3, 4, 5 of those games. I mean, conservatively, they execute at a basic level. What do they win? 3? At minimum. Maybe, at minimum.
Some of the core has messed that up. By the way, I want to bring
somebody
up.
Some of the core? No, yeah, the main core has messed that up.
The Houston game, and 3 minutes to change.
Wiggins' absence wasn't great. You know, it's unfortunate, but that's how important Wiggins is. He misses a couple of games, and this team loses his athleticism, his defense, shot making. He is hitting. He's an ISO guy at times, but he can also catch and shoot. I don't know what you do.
All right, so today's about the Roasters. It's about the audience here live at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, California. And I just met somebody who's one of our longtime callers.
Who's that?
And she brings the heat every single time she calls. Walk up to the red carpet.
Oh, Samina in Los Gatos.
Walk up the red carpet.
In her Oakland jersey.
In her Oakland jersey.
Is that Ricky Henderson?
She's got thoughts on the Niners.
Let's go.
She got thoughts on the Warriors. Everybody give it up for Samina.
Oh,
how about that?
Samina.
In the building.
Let's go,
Samina. One of our best callers. Step up to the mic.
Let's go. Samina
Los Gatos. What you got today?
God, I love that jersey.
Thank you. Well, Warriors basketball is depressing.
Feel me?
There's just no energy. It's almost like I'm seeing it's like the same kind of vibe I see on the Niners.
Yeah.
It's like, where's the team spirit? Where's the fight?
The unity.
The unity. You know, it's like, isn't that what you're supposed to learn when you play sports your whole life?
Is exactly.
How to play like a team and how to persevere and how to come back from being down. And it's just like they had no fight in them last night.
At all.
And it was just terrible.
They lost they lost 9 of 11 in the form last night.
Was just
Think about the last two first quarters, Samita. You give up 46 to the Dallas Mavericks. They wanted to come in and kick your ass. Luka scores 15. You give up 37 last night, and Memphis is just rolling in the first quarter.
Yeah,
but
they put in Draymond in the starting lineup. Yeah, can't blame the young guys for everything.
You're not going to blame the young guys. The Warriors shot 17%, 4 of 23, 2 of 10 from the three-point line. So they're not getting off the great start, no matter who's in the starting lineup.
Agreed, and I think part of that problem is that I think some of the young guys are maybe too young to handle the changing rotations, right? You need a level of maturity to be able to handle, I'm on the bench, I'm starting, I'm on the bench, I'm starting. I don't know that some of the young guys have really figured out how to handle that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, he's lost a step. I'm sorry,
no
but
doubt.
He's lost a step.
Which is going to happen. He's 36 years old.
He's
the climb's going to happen. We started to see it last season. So blown by guys, seeing longer defenders, he needs help. There's no
Big
doubt
time.
About it. But I don't know where that help's going to come from. Everybody give it up for Samina.
Yeah,
Samina,
you're the best.
Great job.
You're the best.
Great job in front of I know
I
we're putting them on
jersey.
The spot, the callers,
I know.
In front of a live audience, but they're holding their own. We got a couple other people. Oh, we got the ghost of Trey Lance in the building. Did you see him?
Tyler
see
Miller?
The jersey? You see
yeah,
the jersey?
I went over, and I go, hey, bro.
The ghost of Trey Lance.
Leave some of the buffet for everyone else,
Well,
dog.
You're one to talk. Look at what I'm looking at here. You got shrimp. You've already had two omelets.
I have
omelets.
A high metabolism
you
rate.
You had two omelets. I don't know. Where did the food go? Where does the food go in your body,
Jasmine? Right in my brain, you know?
I don't know. If
Master chess player.
Your head
has got 1,000 calories.
Your head has got bigger. You got some drugs over here as well. What do you got going on?
Well, I've got a sore throat in terms of, like, I lost my voice and yelling at the Warriors. I mean, what do you expect,
man? Shasky's always on the injury report. Questionable. Questionable for the show. Every single day. Shoulder injuries, concussions.
Dare I say, I feel like I'm watching the Warriors go out the way I saw the Giants go out at the end.
Well, Clay left. So, you didn't keep, like, the Giants ain't signed the Brandons. They kept Posey. They try to keep some of those guys. But I get what you're saying.
What about Tom Brady's final year in New England?
It was not pretty.
Because I'm watching Steph, and I'm not trying to make this all about Steph's decline, but I do think baked into a large part of all of this discourse, Steph just isn't that. He's a great player. Is he a top 10 NBA player? Like, and this sounds absurd. This year, has he been a top 10 NBA player?
Well, I think with the way teams game plan against him, no, he hasn't been a top 10 player, but the way teams game plan against him, they still fear the daylight's out of him because he's going to get doubles, he's going to get traps, but he doesn't have anybody else to alleviate some of the pressure off of him. So one thing that I thought about driving down to Sunnyvale last night is his comments last summer. when they talked about, hey, are you going to be with the Warriors long term? Do you see yourself retiring as a member to go to St. Warriors? And this is something we discussed. And he said, you know, are we relevant or not? Are we relevant or not? And that question is going to loom during the All-Star break when it's right here at Chase Center, when all the media comes in internationally, nationally. And I can say, Steph, what's the deal with the Warriors? Where are the Warriors at? And what does Steph Curry say? What does he say? That's the big question looming. We're getting closer to that than we all want to admit.
Well, I mean, then...
I know, it's depressing.
I don't know what path that they have to choose, but it feels like they have to make a move one way or the other. Either move off of one of the older guys or move off of all of the young guys.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens
now,
with that.
Speaking of moving, I moved right on down the buffet line. They've got prime rib.
I know. You're talking about Tyler
chicken,
Miller.
They've got biscuits. They got lobster linguine. How's the food, everybody? Oh, come on.
Well, they're eating, Shaskin. They're eating just like you. They got food in their mouth right now.
If you're just waking up right now, you're driving in, maybe you're taking the kids to school, we are going to be here. We'll hang out after the show. But we're going to be here all morning. Come on down. There's food galore.
Sam Lubman's in the building, everybody. Sam Lubman, everybody, our producer. Who does no producing. No, I'm kidding. Love you. You're doing a hell of a job.
God, he's just running people over on the bus.
Oh, that's what we do. It's the
18-wheel roast.
Hey, this is the morning roast or what? This is the morning roast or what? Everybody can get it. That's what we do. Because we all love you guys. Hey, more coming up here.
Anybody
live
can
get Doobie
it.
Awards. Third annual Doobie Awards live here at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale. More coming up. We got more guests. We're going to bring more guests up
here. Let's go.
We got the award ceremony starting in about an hour and 18 minutes, if my math is correct. I didn't want to
Yeah, give or take 17. Yeah.
There we go. All right. I didn't learn math in SF State. That's where they should.
Well, Risotto's still a young guy. I mean, he looks like he just got out of high school.
Well, you went to Reardon, so you know, you guys.
I think we're ready to go.
Yeah. All right, let's break. More coming up. Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full service banking with no compromises.
Hey, y'all, it's Zuzki, man. You listen to the 95.7 again, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Go to State Lumber in the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. A surprise, Suchi Man's not here yet. Suchi Man uses the first one here. He's not in the building yet. Where's Suchi? Where is Suchi?
Hey, Bonte, I'd like to do an exercise. Bring me all the fat heads, please. Bring me all the fat heads.
I don't like how this is going.
I want you to ask me basic warrior questions, and I will transform into said 95.7 The Game host.
Oh, boy. This is gonna...
an opinion. I was them.
All right.
We'll just pick up that. So first one.
All right.
Ask me a question.
Hey, Goo. Hey, Goo, as Steiny would say. Hey, Goo. What do you think of the Warriors last night?
I'm so mad that they lost, Bonte. I'm telling you, I'm so mad. Curry is still the chef. He can still cook. You got to get him a number two. He's got to get a two, Steiny. I'm telling you, you got to get him a two. And what's up with Kuminga?
Hey, Goo, I told you, young players aren't ready to roll, Guru. He was flustered yesterday, by the way. Steiny, man.
I want them to send a message.
Dibbers, what do you think about the officials last night, Dibs?
Well, you got to understand that when you're officiating a high-level game and a Draymond Green's out there, body of work matters. And so if I look at your resume and you've got seven felonies, well, then I'm going to call a hard foul. And it's going to be not a big T, a little T. I'll give you the little T.
The baby T?
The baby T.
All right, give me the baby T.
That is a five Dibs right there.
Dan Dibley here.
Squirt. All right.
I'll get better Dibs than Dibs.
Steiny, like, I don't know what's going on with the Warriors. Steiny, Curry, he needs help.
Look. As a guy who played Division III basketball, all right, they're lousy. And let me take it a step further. Curry's done. They're done winning championships. Durant's not walking through that door. And Goo, anything you say as a rebuttal, I'm going to pick apart for the next 2 hours.
What do you mean the next two years?
Wait, one second. My producer's talking in my ear. I have to get some stuff from them. Yes, they're lousy.
Steiny, by the way, just killing Curry yesterday. Oh, this is a good one. Hey, Willard. What do you think about Jordan Poole and Jonathan Kuminga?
I don't like any young players not named Brock. Trade them all. Trade them all.
Hey, wait, Willard.
That's a trade for me,
all of them.
Wait. What do you think about Farhan Zaidi, Willard?
He was smarter than you. All right? It's not his fault guys underperform. It's not.
Hey, Willard, hold on. Willard, I'm not done with you yet, Mark Willard. I'm not done with you, Mark.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What about Jimmy Garoppolo, man? What do you think about his quarterback play?
Jimmy. I mean, if you can't see that Jimmy's good, that's on you. I mean, that's on you. I mean, when you're raising a bunch of teenagers, you have to understand who's good and who's not good. My Willard's not very good.
No, Willard, here, ask me a Willard question, a football-specific question.
Mark Willard is not as wide as I thought.
Oh, my goodness. Mark, yes. Why is Brock Purdy elite?
Well, you know, I got a text from my NFL guys I used to do a radio show with across the country, Ephraim Salam and five other players. And actually, I read it to the scout at the airport, and he told me Brock Purdy is elite, and he's worth every single cent. And that's $65 billion. Take it from the football guy.
All right, let's play the last game. Klay Thompson, who wanted to get rid of Klay?
Bonte, I just reacted to new information. It's pivot, don't panic. Klay, you had to go. I'm not paying him the money, okay? $48 million is just too much. Look, I got to spread out the money. I got to spread out the wealth, okay? Klay's done, Bonte. Just get over it, all right? Leave me alone.
All right. Guys, listen. Every athlete needs to get paid. You got to get yours.
Jeez, Bonte, everybody's got to get it back. I'm sick of pocket watching. All these guys, their contracts. Trent wants money. Ayuk wants money. Brock wants money. It's driving me crazy, Bonte.
Oh, baby. Where are the overnight dancers?
Wait, Bonte. Hold on. Bonte, I got to cut you off real quick. Let me cut you off, Bonte. I got to say this. Hey, how about that? Well done.
All right.
Well
done. These out.
Well done.
By the way, all the other 95.7 The Game hosts, I'm sorry you had to get roasted at an event like this. Well, hand these out. Let's have some fun.
Hey, all the other guys are jealous. Guru's jealous. Stiney, I want to be at the Doobies. I want to be at the Doobies. So Nahiga goes, hey, Guru, won't you get down there at 7:30? But you know, Guru came up, well, the caddy needs some work. I just had a flat tire last week. Even though I didn't change a flat tire, there's no donut on the car. The Cadillac has 300,000 miles on it. Oh, it needs a new radiator. I'm driving from Sacramento. Anyway, the Warriors aren't depressing, but I feel good. With all the roasters in the building here laughing about brewing, everybody's having
this
a good time. People are rolling through. The award ceremony will begin in about an hour and 8 minutes. Have we got the reigning YouTuber of the year?
Who's that?
Ernie Chavez.
Oh, Ernie!
Ernie! Give
What's
it up for Ernie
buddy?
Chavez.
What's up?
He's never talked on air. Can we get Ernie to talk on the microphone? Oh, he's too shy.
San Jose Jazz fan in the building.
But
he's got a sign that says, Hey Spadoni.
Hey,
bring
Spadoni.
Me that sign. I'm going to grab that sign.
Well, I'm going to bring up somebody who got the YouTube chat banned.
Who's that?
He's the YouTube villain of the year. And you should see the jersey he's rocking today.
Oh, what's he wearing?
He's wearing a Trey Lance number 5 jersey.
Look at this.
A Trey
Come
Lance
out.
Number 5
we,
jersey.
We've got posters.
Now, hold on.
Make a poster.
Go get him. Make sure he walks on the red carpet.
Oh,
he's
got to
walk on the
is.
Red carpet. Don't bust him out yet. He's got to walk on the red
wow.
carpet. He's here in the building.
Hey, my God.
Everybody,
was...
boo! Boo! It's Tyler Miller from San Francisco, everybody.
Get that back.
Boo! Look at him. Oh. He's got the Warriors World Slides. Get on this microphone over here, Tyler. It's good to see you.
How many blunts this morning?
Only one.
So far.
Right. The morning is still young.
How much food did you put on that plate?
I didn't finish it. I think my eyes were bigger than my stomach. Shout out to the Laughing Brewery. The food is amazing.
Amazing.
This is really why we're only here.
I know. Free food. Yeah. We get you guys out of the city.
Over.
So you were the biggest. I'm not going to call
skeptic.
You a hater.
Skeptic.
You're always skeptical of the 49ers quarterback situation. Now you're rocking a Trey Lance jersey. Trust me. We all believed once upon a time that Trey Lance was going to be the guy. Hell, the play-by-play announcer told me he was Patrick Mahomes 2.0.
If you would have seen him throw that ball at practice.
So what do you make of the season of Brock Purdy, Tyler?
it kind of just feels like what I've been saying in terms of he needs the perfect team around him. CMC is not here. Avengers need to assemble. And I just feel like that's what's happening with Purdy. And he's not worth $50 million.
So how much you paying him? 60?
Why are you going up?
That's what I'm saying.
We don't get these athletes paid.
I mean, honestly, if I think they will pay him, but if they do, it'll probably be like around like a $30 million mark. I think that's probably a little more fair, so you could bring back Dre Greenlaw, bring back Hufanga.
He's going to get a pay raise. Hufanga, Hufanga, doesn't matter.
Yeah. Hey, he's saying like,
Shout out, Twin.
See, the way I mean, look, he's going to get, he deserves and he will get a big extension.
Yep.
The question is how much for how long?
I think you give him a 2-year deal, a 3-year deal. You don't have to go 5, 6, 7 years.
What
you got all the
him?
Opt-outs. You do the Jimmy Garoppolo contract where every April you have an opt-out, Sam Brock. Yep. You have to prove it. And that's the best way to run with pro sports. I love players in a contract here. You got to perform at a high level if you want that back. And Brock Purdy's got to perform. He's got to perform. So give him some 1 or 2 year deals with some opt-outs there and front load that bad boy and structure it in a way. This is where Parag Morante comes into play. Remember we saw Parag say, hey, we want you to be our agent. He goes, no, you don't, because your contracts will be all screwed up. Parag is a master at doctoring up the contract to where he can get out of it. So that's how I'll roll with Brock Purdy.
I'm going to give everybody the question right now. Forget money. Game winning drive. You giving the ball to Tua, you giving the ball to Brock. What about you, Tyler?
I'm probably going Tua because I see Tua come back versus the Ravens. Bonte, remember that game?
Oh,
Tua came
Baltimore.
Back versus the Ravens early in the season.
What about doing it in the playoffs?
I don't want to pull out the stats right now, but I'm just saying Brock Purdy in the fourth quarter went down by like only like 8 points. It's not that good.
I
have the proof.
Hey, listen.
Y'all brought me up here. I was chilling.
And the Packers in the playoffs.
All right. Tyler Miller brought you by the River Islands guest line. The Warriors, are they cooked?
Bonte, I'm not going to lie to you. Last night, I didn't want to think we were cooked, but last night, bro, we might be cooked. Honestly, do anything you can to bring in Jimmy Butler. I'm full on board now. Go ahead and get rid of Andrew Wiggins. I love you, sir. Thank you for 2022. We remember you always, but we might need to go ahead and send him off for Jimmy Butler and see what happens.
Tyler Miller, everybody, give him up. Or fool him.
Boom.
We love you, Tyler. We love you, Tyler. Thanks for coming down, man. Thanks for coming down.
You know I got love.
He's only one blunt
you know
deep.
I got love.
Front office is one blunt deep. Total Pie is probably five blunts deep.
Talk about that's snitching. 3-1-1 Bonte.
No, man. It's all legal in California.
Hell,
it's legal in California.
Jesus.
Legal in California.
Where's the firefighters?
Game within the game. How many blunts are these guys going to smoke today? It's going to be 7. It's going to be 8. It's going to be 9. Anyway, Doobie Awards here at Lifey Monk Brewing. We're talking some Warriors as it got blasted by 51. Plus, we haven't discussed much the Dolphins-Niners game on Sunday. 125 kickoff.
Give me the Dolphins
South
sound,
Beach, Miami.
Come on, give it to me.
Give me the Dolphins to flip this out.
I need it.
Mike McDaniel coaching against his protege or against his mentor, Kyle Shanahan. Dolphins-Niners. Remember the game a couple years ago? Matter of fact, it was the Dolphins where Brock Purdy made his debut.
Yeah.
Jimmy Garoppolo gets hurt.
Yeah.
Brock comes in. They run a cover zero blitz. He gets smacked. He throws it to George Kittle. And the Niners roll.
Yeah.
And the rest has been history. We haven't looked back.
His dad grew up rooting for the Dolphins. He wore 13 because of Marino. I mean, this is a great storyline. In August, now that the season's played out, like, I'm going to be real. Like, I love my Niners. You know I'm going to be tapped in. But it's like, I feel like the air has been let out the balloon.
Well, what do you want to see moving forward? Instead of talking Brock, because we know that's going to take over their airwaves all season long. But somebody's like, I want to see Ricky Pearsall. Do we have a lemon or do we have a legit NFL wide receiver? I don't know yet. When you go through a 3-game stretch and you run 63 routes and only get 3 targets, it's like, is this guy getting cardio or is he a wide receiver? And I see Keon Coleman making plays. I see Xavier Leggett eating raccoon and making plays. I see Ladd McConkey last night making plays for the Chargers. I want to see what Ricky Pearsall is.